New season, new trends, Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams. But this isn't really a trend show, because the thing about trends is you need to have lots of things to have a trend. And then you can work out and go from there. This show is actually about Josh's Substack, which if you don't subscribe to, you should seriously consider doing so, where he's written something very good today on Liverpool versus Bournemouth. And Josh has gone on a slightly different journey to me. My journey was walking up, well, being a two-all in the ground, and feeling positively homicidal, I'd say, Josh, with a touch of suicidal lashed in, if you want, and not really entirely being able to shake that off, even through the madness of the celebration and the joy, still stomping out the ground a little bit like, why are these bastards putting me through it? And I've softened a little bit since in a couple of ways. The manager speaking post-match about injury questions and fitness questions helped. Looking at the numbers helped, and it seems to have done the opposite for you in a bit of a way. So you were, in the end, you were relatively grumpy about Liverpool-Bournemouth.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I mean, it's nice to score four goals, it's nice to get 3 points. I think in the moment that was my priority. Obviously, that was I was just thinking, like, get over the line here, get the 3 points, it's at home. The next two are really tricky, get out of there, basically. But since, I've said to a few people, like, I find it difficult to watch a performance, even if it results in a win. I think if that performance, like, would that result in a win next week and the week after and the week after for the rest of our lives? And if the answer is no, I find it difficult to be over the moon with it. So I'm glad we won the game, but ultimately looking back and thinking, I'm a bit concerned with a lot of things here.
So what are you concerned with? You had a list of five things in your Substack.
Yeah, well, them list of five things, they're the influencing factors, I think, on the overall headline of what I'm concerned about, and that is Liverpool without the ball. Liverpool, you know, the idea of a rest defence, the idea of too many players being ahead of the ball, that sort of thing. I think we've seen evidence of it in pre-season. Palace, now Bournemouth, where you've got a lot of forwards on the pitch, a lot of runners, not too many players who are thinking about what happens when the ball is lost. And even the likes of Endo, who you would associate with that, is playing up front somehow. So it feels a bit messy to me. It feels a bit like we're on a journey towards an evolution, maybe, moving towards something to do with like what PSG are doing, maybe, where there's a bit of fluidity. But ultimately, at the moment, there's definitely teething problems, I think.
What do you think he's moving towards?
I think he's moving towards...
What do you think his aim is?
I think the idea is to get to a point where you're ultimately really difficult to defend against because everyone's rotating everywhere. Everyone's rotating positions. You can't really plan for it. Very unpredictable. PSG were exactly that last season.